Good morning, everyone. So I think one of the things that is interesting about the work that we have been doing with the Blue-Green Alliance, with other federal agencies when it comes to looking at health and safety of green jobs, is that we want to make sure that the first thing that we talk about is safety and training first before we even look at some of the applications and what's going on at green jobs. So we're going to talk about the process that we've been going through over the years to move forward. I don't have anything to disclose. We had a meeting in May of 2010, right before the Good Jobs, Green Jobs conference, where we really looked at kind of a green jobs training resource sharing session. And we developed a report called Developing a Green Safety and Health Movement, where we looked at some objectives of this meeting to explore new strategies to implement safe green job training, while learning what others are doing in the field, describe how federal agencies and others can work better together to create kind of an interagency or alliance on working on green jobs. And from that meeting, we really wanted to kind of look kind of forward and backwards about what actually is going on in the green jobs arena and green remediation, green construction, and then see how can we make sure that we add some new flavors and nuances into what we're doing. First, as far as the background is concerned, many reports and studies indicate that green jobs, especially in construction, may not be less hazardous than other occupations. And I think one of the biggest things that I found by reading Helen Chin's report that she did for CPWR on green and healthy jobs is that there has been no literature that actually states that green jobs are safer jobs, so there are no more hazards or less hazards associated with those jobs. So we really need to look at that carefully to determine what we should be looking at. And then another issue is 19 states have adopted green energy standards for energy generation, transmission, and use. And also, some of the states are really developing very stringent and strong green building codes like CalGreen, which is going to be looking at 50% of their buildings starting in January 2010 would have some type of green energy consumption process that's being used. Another one deals with studies that have shown that construction materials recycling programs can increase the risk of injuries. As you know, during the recycling process, a lot of workers have to touch the waste and materials 2, 3, 4, 5 times more than they would do in a regular construction process because they have to segregate the waste. So some of these are different things that really have to be taken into consideration when you're looking at the health and safety of green jobs. The objectives of the meeting that we had was to discuss how health and safety can be integrated and embedded into these green jobs training. And like I said, at the meeting we had around 50 individuals from all different backgrounds, from labor, health and safety organizations, from workers who are involved in these types of jobs, from federal agencies, the Center for Environmental Quality, from the White House, other groups, the Blue-Green Alliance, several other organizations who really came together to look at this very critically. We also wanted to share how to improve current health and safety programs around green jobs. And then looking at lessons learned, how can we incorporate into the training that's being developed? And then we also wanted to look at implementing green jobs training into construction and weatherization as a main start for what we're doing in this initiative. I wanted to kind of share with you a little bit about NIEHS, so most of you probably already know. But of course, we're the premier environmental health research arm of the NIH. And also within the work that's done there, the NIEHS worker training program fits in two places, one dealing with prevention research and public education and training, where we actually train workers to be safe on the job, a part of our hazardous waste worker training program. And we've been doing this since 1987. We provide grants to organizations to develop model worker safety and training programs, mostly in the hazardous waste removal, containment, and a chemical emergency response. But we also have several other programs dealing with training minority workers and other individuals to enter into environmental remediation and construction jobs, then also disaster site worker program. Currently, we just started with making new 5-year awards to 20 nonprofit organizations at over 100 university, labor-based, and safety programs and focusing on construction training. So with this training, we actually provide training in all of the United U.S. states and provinces, and we've actually trained since 1987 over 2.1 million workers. And the approach that we've looked at, and this is what we're going to use right now when we're looking at integrating this into green training, is to have technical workshops to discuss these issues, to really look at revising our minimum criteria to make sure we're looking at some of these issues, looking at our gold standard of training, which is, of course, dealing with the minimum criteria, and adding in new areas. When we started looking at ATT, AMT, the advanced training technologies and e-learning, we looked at how do we incorporate that into what we do into developing more effective safety and health training programs. So we're going to do the same thing with green jobs. We're going to look at utilizing additional tools and resources that we come up with to do that. So our National Clearinghouse has been looking at how can we integrate, maybe even develop additional training tools dealing with green issues. And then, of course, the interagency working groups is what we're going to be looking at to really move forward this initiative. And I want to briefly mention one of our workshops that we had in the fall of 2008 when we looked at implementation of safety and health training in the green economy. During this particular workshop, we really looked at three issues that really came to work, to play, that many of these green jobs build on previous work and training that we've done in hazardous waste. But one of the things we really said was green job training is a public health imperative. And we must really look at how do we incorporate this training and these issues into what we're doing. We looked at green chemistry and effective worker health and safety training, and then how it highly correlates to reduce or eliminate the use of hazardous materials. And we think that's good, but how do we make sure that those workers are being safe and they understand what's going on in the green chemistry? Same thing with green remediation and construction. The EPA just issued some guidance on looking at green remediation. And engineering, but there was no mention of health and safety whatsoever in that 45-page document. So we really need to look more carefully at how do we do this. One of the things that we did in 2009 through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act is we gave about $7 million to really start implementing green jobs, health and safety into what we're doing. So we looked at emerging green sector jobs as far as customizing safety and health training and commercial and residential weatherization. Alternative energy development, green remediation, and emerging industries like nanotechnology. We really also looked at the whole issue of the new workers. What training are they really getting in these areas? And one of our great partners in this, I have to give some props to Charlotte Brody. She really approached us and said, how can we really look at this across the board and try to figure out, to get all the groups on board with this? And when we worked with her to look at this, we really found out a little bit more about the Blue Green Alliance and now what they're doing with the environmental health and safety side. And if most of you already know that this is a national strategic partnership between labor unions and environmental organizations dedicated to expanding the number and quality of jobs in the green economy. So,
and pamphlets
about it back there, okay. So we said, well, we can certainly help out with the health and safety training side, and we want to be involved and engaged so that we can address these issues. And so as a result of this meeting that we had, we came up with some action and follow-up items to really push this forward, and we're actually going to have another meeting the day before the Good Jobs, Green Jobs conference in February to really see how well we've started to make this process work. And one of the things we looked at is government requests for applications, making sure that they look at including green occupational safety and health principles in what's being done. On actually three federal agency task force working with the Department of Labor, Department of Energy, HUD, to really look at what they're doing. And a lot of them don't really have that. They're really requiring that whoever applies for those grants really look at implementing that green safety, but they don't have it as a major criteria. So we're really forcing them to look at making sure that that's a criteria to all of their applications when they do that. The inclusion of safety and health principles and safety products and CEQ weatherization criteria. They actually have a current draft out right now, and I'll talk a little bit about that and how they've actually done some of that. The whole interagency coordination I've already talked about. And also comment on OSHA ETA safety and health criteria for green industries. So we've been really tooling, looking at our resources to see how we can actually have all of our grantees and organizations who want to be involved in this develop the comments on any of these activities. So the other thing of creating a clearinghouse of green grant opportunities, other things like developing case studies, train science teachers in green alternatives, were some of the other recommendations that came out of the meeting. Of course, the issue of develop national standards and meet the unemployment crisis and push for bigger programs, job creation and small business creation in green jobs so that those people will actually be able to move forward and obtain jobs in this arena. So the whole issue of the whole retooling job options and adaption of training is very important in this arena. How much time do I have? 5 minutes, great. So the new opportunities, and so I just wanted to share with you a couple activities that have occurred with some of the NIEHS programs that I think is really important. It really shows how some of these action items are being addressed for several of our grantees. One is CPWR, one of the Minority Worker Training Program. They've developed a green weatherization and awareness hands-on course. This is a 40-hour course where, in addition to their 80-hour to 150 hours of construction training, they also tackle another 40 hours looking at elemental understanding of the principles of green building in order to increase employability. And one of the main focuses, of course, is health and safety. So it's divided into 7 sections looking at renewable energy, green materials, waste management, and all of that. But the big focus of this particular training is looking at how are you doing it safely and what you're doing, so they not only understand what's going on, but they understand those intrinsic hazards in this arena. Some of the reports and activities that we've been working on, the green job funding. I actually have a couple of handouts that I have available, the report that we developed with some of these new reports that are coming out and what's been going on. In the back of this is an appendix that really talks about all the different funding for green jobs, and we're going to continue to catalog that and make sure we have it available on the National Clearinghouse website. We're also going to be sharing the draft guidelines for worker certification. This is in very draft form. They really didn't want us to release it, but it's up on the web. So when I see it, I grab it, and I'll make sure that everybody has an opportunity to get access to it. This is dealing with their recovery through retrofit program. And they actually have about an 85-page document looking at all the different green remediation and weatherization programs and some really worker certification guidelines. And they do have an extensive area dealing with health and safety. And I really encourage each of you to go look at that and make any recommendations and suggestions so that it can be incorporated into the final guidelines. There is also the recovery through retrofit program where they've established voluntary national standards for workforce certification. We've been providing them with comments on how we want to have that expanded, but I think this is another thing that really looks at pushing forward this national standards dealing with green industry. But I think some of the basics are missing in that material, and so we really need to make sure that that's done. And also, the Department of Energy is responsible for developing this guidance, and they actually have that information up online for you to look at and to really give any comments or suggestions. And we will be a conduit to provide those comments and suggestions. Only the federal agencies or people who are involved in the task force, they want to get a recommendation. So you can go through us at NIEHS, and we will make sure any comments that you have are made available to the working group. The other thing that we really have pushed, and we didn't even see in any of the guidances or guidelines that we saw, even though NIOSH is on those working groups, the whole issue of prevention through design was not really discussed in those certifications and standards. And even the particular figure 5 that deals with dealing with uncertainty and green job hazards, they really didn't look at that at all when they were developing the criteria. So we're really pushing to see if we can get that more strongly incorporated. We just had a workshop in October bringing all of our new grantees together, and we really looked at all of these issues and looking at back to basics. Since we're starting a new 5 years, how can we look at these upcoming and emerging issues to make sure that they're incorporated? So we did have Charlotte Brody from the Blue Green Alliance come. We had Eric Welding from the Indoor Air Plus Coordinator, who's been working on these certifications, to be able to look at this. And one of the things that he cautioned, which I thought was very interesting, he was like, please don't stop the green remediation and construction push, because we really need this. And I was like, we're not trying to stop the push. We're just trying to make sure that the workers are protected in the process. So therefore, we need to be engaged and involved. And so he left with a lot of comments from us about how we can actually make that happen. We also looked at the whole issue of environmental justice and training and social justice with a lot of these training programs to make sure that these workers have the environmental education and background so that they can make wise decisions in the types of jobs that they work on. And Tim Fields and Joy Lee from MDB and Danny Gogol from EPA talked about some of these issues. And we also have a report on the NIEHS investment in green jobs training that we've, not green jobs, environmental justice and hazardous waste worker training that we've done over the years. So, of course, here's some of the information. All of the materials can be found on our webpage. We're looking forward to having other people be involved in implementing some of these next steps. So if you have any suggestions or comments about how we can move forward, please let us know, and we will certainly be willing to invite you to the meeting that we're going to have to push this forward and see how well we can continue to incorporate training and safety first and green jobs. Thank you.